We've been thinking a lot about freedom as we enter into the July 4th weekend and the celebration of independence. But for just a moment today, I want us to think about the freedom that our state won 182 years ago. Guys, today we're at the San Jacinto Monument. And this is the monument of the battle that took place that was the decisive battle in the Texas Revolution, in which we won our freedom from Mexico. For years and years, there had been a great relationship between the Mexican government and the Texas settlers. But after a series of governmental changes and leadership changes and even a coup in the Mexican government, there began to be some unjust decisions that were put upon the Texas settlers. After these unjust decisions and some oppressive measures, the Texas settlers decided to secede from Mexico. In that moment, many threats began to ensue, and many of the Texas leaders were imprisoned. In fact, Stephen F. Austin, the father of Texas, was imprisoned in Mexico without trial. William B. Travis was imprisoned in Anahuac, Texas. And many of the Texas settlers came, and after a tense standoff with the Mexican government, they released him. From that point, the battles ensued, and there was battle after battle. Goliad, the Alamo where William Travis and hundreds of other Texans lost their lives. Then there was the battle near Refugio where many Texans were killed, and in fact, Amon King and his men were captured and later executed for the freedom of Texas. Then there was the Battle of San Jacinto, where a greatly outnumbered Texas army attacked the Mexican army. They burned the bridges behind them so that there could be no retreat. And on that day, they fought and they won the freedom to govern themselves, a freedom that you and I still enjoy in our country today. On this day, men from 26 different states fought, and 11 different countries fought for the freedom of the Texans. In fact, many Mexicans joined the Texans in order for them to have freedom to govern themselves. On that day, great freedom was won. The truth is, years before, there was another great battle that won our freedom. It's the time in which Jesus was upon the cross, and the battle there brought us freedom that we can still enjoy today. You see, that day, Jesus allowed his life to be taken, and he was nailed to the cross. And when he was nailed to the cross, he cries out, "It is finished. It is finished." But what's finished? What exactly in that moment was finished? First of all, he had fulfilled every story in the Old Testament about a coming Messiah, all 300 of them. Every foreshadowing, every prophecy about this man who would be the Savior, he finished on the cross every story, legitimizing his claim as the Messiah. Also, it was finished that he had lived a life of perfect obedience to God the Father. In fact, that's the whole reason that he came, according to John 5:30 and John 6:38. He came to live a life of perfect obedience. And so his life of obedience to God was finished. But third, and most importantly, what was finished that day was the power that sin and Satan held over our lives. It was finished. It was broken. In that moment, you and I have freedom from sin when we call out to Him. Freedom. Freedom. But why do we need freedom? Don't we have enough in our country? Don't we have enough in our state? Why did we need freedom? Well, you and I were probably a lot like Adam and Eve, that no matter what we knew was right or good or just or correct or godly or righteous, we did our own thing, much like Adam and Eve. And the Bible calls that sin and falling short of God's glory for our life. And that falling short comes with wages or with a cost. And those wages are steep. In fact, the Bible says it leads to death. You and I needed freedom that Christ brought to us on the cross. And then it says that Jesus gives us a gift of eternity as we follow Him, that this freedom from our sin, now we have a gift of eternity in Him. I think about the phrase, "It is finished." "It is finished" is actually a Greek accounting term. And the literal translation of this Greek accounting word is paid in full. Paid in full. That the price of paying for our sins was paid in full in that moment. And the truth is, He wasn't paying a debt for Himself. He was paying a debt for me and for you. It is finished, paid in full, freedom in Christ. Guys, just about 400 yards to my right is the battleship Texas. After 10 years after the Battle of San Jacinto, Texas became a state in the United States of America. And in honor of the great state of Texas, they commissioned that battleship to patrol the oceans to continue to watch over our freedom. Or another way to say it is, it patrolled the oceans to keep us free. And in our own lives, we have something that will keep us free. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's not a ship. It's the person of the Holy Spirit. This great ship, its job was to help keep us free. In the same way, spiritually, we have someone helping to keep us free. It's not a bird, it's not a plane, it's not this ship or any ship. It's the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You see, when you come to Christ, you are free from your sins. And the truth is, you can stay free. Acts 1:8 says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, that you're going to be a witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and really all around the world. The point that it's making is this, is that because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have the courage and the boldness to be an example with your life and your words and your deeds and your actions, because you're free and because you're empowered by the Spirit to continue to be free and stay free and live free in every way. And then in Galatians 1, it says, hey, you're free. Don't go back to the tangles of sin that you used to be in. And we don't have to. In fact, guys, it says in Titus chapter 2 that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. And it's given us the strength to say no to ungodliness, no to the world, and to say yes to a godly and righteous life, even in this present age. In other words, you're going to have the power to stay free. Isn't that great news? And guys, I want to tell you this. In John 14, it says that you don't even have to live with discouragement or fear or depression. It says, because God is sending a comforter, an advocate, a helper, and that this Holy Spirit will help you to remember all the things that God has told you, that He's coming from the Father, and it will remind you of everything that Jesus has taught us. So you don't have to live with depression or fear or discouragement, because you're free in Christ. You're empowered by the Holy Spirit to live a godly life. And so today I want you to know, as we're talking about freedom, celebrating it as a country, talking about our freedom as a state, the greatest freedom that we have is the freedom that Christ bought us on the cross. It is finished. The debt is paid in full. Will you receive that grace today? Will you receive that freedom? And will you allow the Holy Spirit to empower you to continue to walk in that freedom day after day? Would you bow your heads and pray with me for just a moment? Dear God, I pray that today that we would embrace the freedom that you won us on the cross, the greatest victory of all time. That we would embrace your Son, Jesus. And then we would continue to live in that freedom for the rest of our lives as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and direct us day after day. And I pray these things in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.